A reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "The coming of the Promised One will be just like Noah's time. In the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, having relationships and getting married, right up to the day Noah entered the ark. They were totally unconcerned until the flood came and destroyed them. So it will be at the coming of the Promised One. Two people will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two people will be grinding meal. One will be taken, one will be left. Therefore, be vigilant, for you do not know the day your Savior is coming. Be sure of this. If the owner of the house had known when the thief was coming, the owner would keep a watchful eye and not allow the house to be broken into. You must be prepared in the same way. The Promised One is coming at the time you least expect." The Gospel of Matthew.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So Advent is here, with Christmas just 4 weeks away. So why aren't we focusing on the birth of Christ in the scriptures today? Well, while you would think that the beginning of a brand new church year would focus on birth and the coming of Christ at Bethlehem, that isn't the approach the church takes. It is a bit of a jolt for us to see Christmas trees and wreaths and whatnot around us, and to hear instead about catastrophe, the end of the world. First, we will look back to the prophet Isaiah, who wrote almost 3,000 years ago. He writes of a time when there will be no more war. Conflict will be no more. Won't that be awesome? Jerusalem and Palestine, where we know the people long for peace, will become the center of justice and peace for the whole world. Don't we long for justice and peace in our lives too? I know my sense of security has been shaken at times. Nothing major, but once several years ago, I had a mini wake-up call. I came home to my front door being closed but unlocked. And a week later, the same thing. While nothing was out of place or missing as far as I could tell, and I was sure I had locked the door, I just didn't feel secure enough to ignore something like that. I consulted a few people and got help to install those motion-activated security cameras. If justice was reigning on the earth, we wouldn't have to lock our doors or install cameras and alarms. Safety would be the norm, and people would respect each other. I had a mini wake-up call. Some of you may have had a break-in at your house, or things may have been stolen from you, or perhaps worse, you may have been touched by other kinds of violence. Isaiah foretells a time when there will be peace on earth. Conflict will not exist. There will be a place of justice and peace where God's ways will go forth to all the people of every nation. Can you imagine it? We will walk in the light of God. Today we have read in the Bible that Jesus is that light of the world. He establishes much more security than a camera or an alarm ever could. His ways give inner peace, even in the midst of chaos or turmoil. While we know this, and we celebrate the coming of the Prince of Peace in our world, the message of Jesus in today's gospel disorients us a bit. Jesus gives us a wake-up call. Matthew speaks of the coming of the Promised One at the end of the world as we know it. This coming will be like a ravaging flood told in the days of Noah. The Promised One is coming. Of course, we want to be found on the side of God, on the side of all that is just and right and good. Have you ever had a flood in your home? A flood is surprising and disorienting. I had a really rough time with my house when I lived in Pataskala, east of Columbus, before I went to Warren. One day I got up to let out the dog, and I found 3 inches of water in my finished basement. The water heater had burst. What a catastrophe. Pumps and blowers and furniture reupholstered and more. Of course, the insurance company wasn't thrilled. Later, at that same house in Pataskala, I had a fire in the garage, a big fire. More disorientation, as there was smoke damage throughout the whole house. Every piece of clothing, every curtain, and, well, you get the picture. It all went out for cleaning. I know I probably told you about this fire in the past and the strange veil of protection that surrounded the written works of Martin Luther. The veil kept those volumes from burning up while the rest of my entire library out there went to ashes. But did I tell you about the plastic bin in the rafters of the garage? It held a Christmas nativity set at one end of that box. The rest of the contents were incinerated, but the nativity was fine, although there was one figure, a village woman who was carrying a water jug. She had a little black charring from the fire on that jug. You can't make this stuff up. Floods and fires as well are turbulent events in our lives. They change and disrupt our day-to-day lives. That is the thrust of Matthew's message. The coming of the Promised One will be a turbulent event that will sweep over the earth as we know it, he says. It will completely disrupt and disorient our lives when we least expect it. How shall we be prepared? Jesus says, keep awake, be vigilant. You do not know when the Promised One is coming. We can secure our houses by locking doors and putting up cameras or alarms so we can be prepared for a thief that comes in the night. We can remain awake and not let our house be broken into. Be ready for the Promised One, Matthew tells us. As Christians, we don't have to be on high alert in order to be ready for that coming. Matthew gives us this wake-up call so we will walk in God's ways of truth and justice now as we await the Promised One. Did you notice the wake-up call in our reading from Romans this morning? Now is the time for you to wake from sleep, says Paul. Why does he say salvation is nearer to us now than when we first became believers? In the year 56, Paul wrote this letter to the church at Rome because he believed that the end of the world was at hand. He says, day is near, because in the daylight, all the works of darkness, evil, sin, will be exposed. So we should live honorably, because the light of Christ shines on everyone's deeds. God sees all. So the overarching message today is that we should always live as though God's coming is near. Have you ever felt a wake-up call that gave you the feeling that the end is near? Once in my ministry, I had a phone call from a man named John in Chicago. His 91-year-old Lutheran mother lived near us in Warren. They were members of St. Mark Lutheran Church, which had no permanent pastor at the time. She was having heart trouble. The family was aware that the end of her life may be near. They were having a wake-up call. John came home to Warren to see his mother for the Thanksgiving holiday, and he wanted to know if I could be of help to her at the time of crisis. "Of course," I said. I called her and reached out to her afterwards. This is what the church does. We live close to Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the merciful, loving, promised one who comes each day and will keep coming for us. As St. Paul says this morning, let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Dawn comes to us even in these dark winter months. Set aside the chaos of floods and fires. God's mercies come to us anew each morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. We sing for joy at these great mercies. And the church says, amen. I invite your thoughts.